Never Surrender by Coprime. Rating: General Audiences. Archive Warning: No archive warnings apply. Fandom: Daredevil Comics. Character: Shades McGraw. Additional tags: Crack, Humor, Crack Treated Seriously, Comic, Daredevil Volume 1, Issue Number 60, Giving an Extremely Minor Character His Day in the Sun. Summary: Shades McGraw lived by one rule: don't mess with his shades. Look, man, Shades McGraw was a simple guy. He hadn't meant to get mixed up in all this crime wave business, really. It wasn't his fault his school was full of squares who wouldn't know fashion if it hit them in the face. He was graduating soon anyway, and then those conformists couldn't bring down the law on him for wearing his shades in class. They were his shades. He was Shades McGraw, and no one was allowed to take away his sunglasses. And okay, maybe he'd punched the principal when that stuffed shirt had tried to take his sunglasses off for him and gotten himself expelled as a result. And maybe the principal had wanted to press charges and he'd had to show up in court. He couldn't really be blamed for all that, though. At least the DA's assistant was almost sort of cool. He'd talked to Shades, giving him some advice for how best to get out of this bum rap he was facing. Even called his shades the cat's meow, which was square speak for cool. And then, after he'd gotten a stern talking to from the judge to shape up and show respect, he'd been approached by this guy Turk, who had offered him a way to make a quick buck now that he couldn't go back to his high school. Working for Crimewave had been alright, as he figured out what he was going to do going forward. He liked music, so maybe he could do something with that. Play live at a club or get a record deal or something. He had lots of ideas for songs, too, including one catchy one he was sure would be a hit if only he could get someone to help him produce it. Crimewave mostly needed lots of manual labor, but sometimes he got to man the roulette wheel, and that was always a hoot. Plus, no one gave him any grief over his sunglasses. Did his shades make some of the work he had to do at night tougher? Sure, but he'd already fought one person for the right to keep them on no matter their appropriateness, so he wasn't going to let a little issue like not being able to see stop him from wearing them now. But then he'd tangled with Daredevil, and that really hadn't been what he'd signed up for. He'd done his best, he worked out, he was fit, but he and Turk had been no match for Daredevil. One good blow to the jaw, and he'd been lights out. Who'd have thunk a guy wearing red pajamas would have a left hook that could TKO someone? Certainly not Shades. When he'd woken, he'd been nearly naked with only his underwear left to him. Daredevil had stolen his shades! And the rest of his clothes. The schmuck? Shades, after grabbing some pants and a shirt from a clothesline, was making his way to Crimewave's hideout when a newsstand caught his eye. The Daily Bugle's headline proclaimed that Crimewave was really the district attorney's assistant, and the front page article said the DA was looking for other members of Crimewave's gang to prosecute. The paper included a picture of Crimewave outside of his purple and green getup, and Shades realized he'd been played. The almost sort of cool guy with the DA's office, who had talked to him during his day in court, had been Crimewave, and he must have sized Shades up. No wonder Turk had approached him so soon afterwards. Between being made a fool by Crimewave and the DA searching every nook and cranny for people connected to Crimewave, New York was hot. Too hot for Shades McGraw. He needed to leave, and leave fast. Shades knew people now, though. He had options. He got a friend to make him a new ID. Corey from Canada. He liked how that rolled off the tongue. And he hopped over the border to start over. His first purchase as a newly minted Canadian was a new pair of sunglasses. as they slid onto his face, Shades felt like everything was sliding into place. With these awesomely cool shades, he could accomplish anything. Now, he decided, was the time to make his music dreams come true. He got a job at a recording studio, learning what he could and making friends. Those friends were connections, a way in, and soon he had a deal with a record label for an album of his songs. Everything snowballed fast, and it wasn't long before he was touring, singing those verses he'd thought up while working for Crime Wave. Like he'd thought back then, they'd been an instant hit. Yes, Shades McGraw had truly made it, and it was all thanks to his iconic sunglasses. Shades McGraw, Corey Hart, sang, "I wear my sunglasses at night," to enthusiastic cheers. The end. Thank you for listening.